I'm trying, Dr. Sear, it was, took the oath as governor. You understand? And
he was a doctor?
He was a dentist. He belonged to the old faction.
But Long controlled it.
Well, Long controlled him at first, but then when he saw he had an opening, you understand? He took the oath as governor. His reasoning in that situation was that the minute Long was elected governor, I mean senator, that he automatically was no more governor, you understand, of the state. Therefore, he took the oath as governor, and he went to court to try to force Long out. But Long controlled the courts. You see, he had managed to work and control the courts.
You mean Long was governor and senator at the same time?
Yeah. And he didn't take the oath for about a year after he was elected senator.
He didn't hold both offices.
No, he didn't have one. No. He never went to Washington and took the oath, you see.
Yeah.
He never went. But as soon as...
You mean he was a dead letter senator?
Yeah. As soon as Sear took the oath, it all went into court. You understand? Sear tried to force Long out as governor and take over. Of course, what I'm giving you is just a part of the story. And it went into litigation. I believe that's what they call it. And Long, of course, he had the courts under his thumb, so they decided in his favor that he was governor, and Sear, since he took the oath, was no more lieutenant governor. So Long...
So Sears got kicked out.
Kicked out. It shows you how politics is. So Alvin King was Senator Pro Tem, that is, President of the Senate. So he automatically steps in as lieutenant governor, you understand? And Long ships off to Washington to take the oath. But he still dominated the politics of the state.
What sort of repercussions did Huey Long have in this area?
Well, I would say...
this was a poor area at the time, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was principally agriculture at this time.
And agriculture.
But what the main, I would say, looking back over it, the main repercussions he had was he, let's see how I can express myself. He brought the average man, the poor man, into his fold, you know what I mean? His political organization. They became his political followers. You see, before that, the landowners, the local courthouse crowd here, dominated their vote. They either bought them or they
intimidated
them. That was one of the ways. Or the man didn't know more than to vote like he was told to vote. You understand? In that day, there was the paper ballot. So oftentimes, now they tell this story about a certain man. An uncle of mine told me that he was commissioner. And he says this man came to, he's a man, say, in his 60s at the time. So to let those that were employing him, had him under their control, the local courthouse crowd, you understand? He got to the poll. Oh, he says, I forgot my glasses. He says, I'll have to use a commissioner. Now, he knew how to read and write. You understand this man? So he picked one man in there that he knew would tell him just how he had voted. So he went in there with the man in the booth. And I guess he told the man exactly whom to vote. The man called him out. You know, I've acted as commissioner. He says, let's see, it's Joe Brown and